The Garden, looking back at 2018 and forward into 2019. The Garden of Medicinal Plants of the Royal College of Physicians is a unique public resource as the largest collection in Britain of plants from around the world involved in the history of medicine from ancient times to the present day. It is equally a living resource that evolves as new species are introduced, old ones succumb to age or disease, and new uses are found for plants. Events in 2018 and some of the plans for 2019 are discussed here as described by the Garden Fellows and the head gardener, Jane Knowles. The podcast is presented by Anthony Dayan, a Garden Fellow. The pleasures afforded by the garden have been enjoyed this year by thousands of visitors, members of the public, special interest groups, members of the University of the Third Age, new members and fellows of the college, medical, pharmacy, horticultural, and herbal medicine students, and other professionals, for all of whom educational tours have been provided by the Garden Fellows. The garden staff have provided specialist tours for fellow gardeners and horticultural students and have actively assisted organisations wishing to set up new medicinal gardens by providing expertise and plants. Tours have also been given for London Open Garden Squares, London Open House, and the National Garden Scheme in aid of various charities. Use of the garden has also been a major attraction in bringing conferences, celebrations, and meetings to the college. All this has depended on the abilities of Jane and her colleagues to maintain the almost 1,100 hardy and tender plants cultivated in the garden. Amongst the new introductions have been Rhododendron fortunii, a very generous 500th anniversary gift from the Royal College of Physicians of Edinburgh, Camptotheca acuminata, the source of the recent anti-leukemic drug camptothecin, and Taxus brevifolia, the original source of Taxol, both from the Chelsea Physic Garden, Veratrum californicum, source of ezmatogrib for advanced basal cell carcinoma, and Stevia ribordiana, the candyleaf plant, the source of stevia-sides, novel sweetening agents, were introduced in 2016 and 2017 and have done well. It was an extremely challenging year weather-wise, with the biting cold of the beast from the east, which blasted the garden in late February and March. All the tender plants were safe inside the greenhouses, but there were some unexpected casualties, such as myrtles, which normally breeze through a London winter. The unusually low winter temperatures were followed by one of the hottest, driest, and sunniest summers on record. The gardeners hated it. There were three afternoon lecture series about plants and their histories, accompanied by extended tours of the garden. The garden has been involved in several ways in the college's 500th anniversary programme. Tours were arranged for the 500th anniversary garden party in June. A garden trail associated with the college's exhibition commemorating William Harvey was devised by the garden team, with labels and a leaflet describing the plants involved and their medicinal uses in the 17th century. Booklets cataloguing all the plants in the garden and their uses, and another of plants in the Pharmacopoeia Londinensis beds, were also produced. Henry Oakley, Senior Garden Fellow, Jane Knowles, and the floral artist Gillian Barlow wrote, edited, and published the Illustrated College Herbal, Plants from the Pharmacopoeia Londinensis of May 1618, with illustrations of 200 plants grown in the garden. The paintings, donated by 80 artists, thus join the five other books based on the garden. A book launch was held in May, and the paintings were exhibited in the college for 2 weeks in August. A new history of the Pharmacopoeia Londinensis, 1618, by Professor Claire J. Fowler, was published and launched in September. Both these publications built on the translation of the Catalogue of Simples from the Pharmacopoeia Londinensis, compiled by Jane Knowles, which was the basis of her planning and development of the 8 Pharmacopoeia Londinensis beds in St. Andrew's Place. The facsimile of the original Pharmacopoeia Londinensis was produced with an introduction by Henry Oakley. Podcasts and videos about the garden, describing the histories, uses, and composition of plants were made throughout the year and are available on the college website. http://garden.rcplondon.ac.uk. In 2013, the college was given the former Pharmaceutical Society herbarium, comprising almost 5,800 plants of medicinal or commercial importance from 4 continents. Information about each specimen has now been entered into a searchable database, and high-resolution photographs of them have been taken. It is hoped soon to make all that information available on the web. The herbarium now is listed in the Index Herbariorum. The herbarium mounted a small exhibition in August as a further part of the 500th anniversary and celebrations of William Harvey, in that case of plant specimens related to the normal functioning or diseases of the cardiovascular system. Plans for 2019, including a book relating particular plants to the scientific and clinical researchers that have uncovered mechanisms of disease and means to treat them, links with York University to study the DNA of all our plants, have commenced. We will host an Erasmus scholar from the Cameroons for 6 months later in the year. To aid visitors, it is hoped to introduce a wireless tour guide system to make it easier for them to hear the guides. The podcast and video series will be expanded, and the lecture series will continue. The Royal College of Physicians of London and its garden, displaying almost 1,100 plants from the history and development of medicine, lie in the southeast corner of Regent's Park. The garden is open to the public during the week from 9 to 5. Further information about it and podcasts and videos about the plants it displays can be obtained from the website garden.rcplondon.ac.uk. If you'd like to know more about the garden and its unique collection of plants, or to use the database of information about their naming, history, and uses, come on one of the free guided tours, which are held on the first Wednesday of every month from March to October, from 2 to 3:30. To book a place, please phone reception at the college on 020-3075-1200 or email reception@rcplondon.ac.uk. You can also book a free guided tour of the prize-winning college building through reception or on the website www.rcplondon.ac.uk/museum-garden.